We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top, two dots, going back to the Mishnah, which talks about the different people who don't have chelek on Haba, and says Dara Midbar Einlem Chelek LaOlam Haba. Tana Rabbana, Dara Midbar Einlem Chelek LaOlam Haba. Shneamar, the Midbar Hazeh says in the pasuk that Ani Hashem debaratim loy. This is talking about the Dharam of Meraglim. This is taught in Meraglim. Ani Hashem debaratim loy zois esel lechola eda harah zois. Hanoidim alive midbar zeh yitamu v'sham yemusu. Double lashem yitamu b'olam hazeh v'sham yemusu b'olam ha. Means the Dharam midbar according to Zman Diyama, the Dharam of Meraglim does not zeich l'olam haba. Another raya v'omer. Something we say Friday night. Asher nishbati be'api. That Hashem swore in His anger, "Mivoyu na menuchasi." If they're going to come to menuchasi, they're going to come to Elam Abba. Divrei Rav Akiva. Let's shoot the Rav Akiva, who's very machba on them. He said they're not getting Elam Abba. Rav Elazar Eimer, "Hein ba'am le'Elam Abba." They come to Elam Abba. Shenem, it's in the pasuk. Isfuli chasidoi karsei brisei alei zevach. And Rashi explains that this is referring to the Dara Midbar, who occurs bris with a carbon. We find at the end of Parashat Mishpatim that they brought a oila, they brought a shlamim, oila and a shlamim, they brought, and they spritz dam. So they were occurs bris of their carbon. And it says about them, isfuli, like the Mashal explains, isfuli is lost in them when they die, they're just gathered in, but they're going to come back to Elam Abba. So there's a raya that they do have Elam Abba. Elamani mekayim asher nishbati ba'api. So Gemara says, "Be'api nishbati v'chazreni bi." Hashem said, "I only swore my anger, but I was chayzer." When you make a shvua in anger, it's not a good shvua, and therefore he was chayzer. Rav Shua v'kacha emel. Now a pasuk zel k'nega dyrus habaim. This pasuk only said k'nega dyrus habaim, the future dyrus. This pasuk of isli chasidi, and it's not going on the dar hamidbar. How do we dash the pasuk? Isli chasidai el tzadikim. This is a thing every dar. Karse barisi elu chananya mashal vazario jumped into a fire for Karse Baruch Hu. Shemotzu asim zechiv shunayich. Ale zevach elu rav kiv v'chaver of shemotzu asim shchita. They actually got kashocht in al divrei Torah for Torah. Rav Kiva went to learn and the Romans chapped them and killed them. Shechted them. Rav Shimon Nasi Eimer, bo'am im lo'am abo. The Yoitze, the Dara Midbar goes on by, how do we know? Shenema, Feduya Hashem, Yeshuvu Nevoa Tzim Barina. Who's the Feduya Hashem? That's the Dara Midbar, saved from Mitzrayim. They're called the Feduya Hashem, and says, Uvoa Tzim Barina. Omer Rabba Bachanam Yechron. Shavka Rabba Kiva Lechasuda say. We're going to see later on the Amid that Rabbi Kiva always dashed on Lekav Schos. And here, Rabbi Kiva said they don't have the Olam Haba. And they could have really dashed in this pasuk. Shneva, holich v'karos v'ozim shlaim, leimar, zecharti lo chesen urayich, havas klosayich, lech lechachar ayam midba, b'eretz lo yizirua. And you see that Hashem remembers the chesed of the urayich, chesed of the dar midba, to give us chusim, for sure for himself. Ma acher in ba'am eschusa, ma adach, we go b'schus of the Dara Midbar, Heim Asma Koshkin, assure themselves they have enough schusim for themselves as well. Ad Kan, this last Mishnah, we're going to start a new Mishnah. Aseres HaShvatim, we know that the king of Ashur, Sancheiriv, was sent the 10 Shvatim into Golos much before the next two Shvatim were sent into Golos Bavel. They were sent into Golos to Ashur, to Assyria, to all different countries, we don't know where they are anymore, and they were lost. Are they going to come back b'yemayis Mashiach or not? So Rashi actually has two pshatim in what it means ein asidim lachzar. We'll speak it out. Aseres hashvatim ein asidim lachzar. So Rashi's first pshat is they're not coming back b'yemayis Mashiach. They're not coming back. Shenema vayashlichem el eretz acheres ki yamazeh ma yeim hoylek b'nechayzim. So a day, once a day is over, it's over. Af imochem b'nechayzim. They don't come back. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, do come back. Just like the day, it's super short on what it means, but let's say it means in the morning it's dark, then it gets light. They'll get light. That's what it means. It means a day, it gets light, or it means tomorrow's another day, it gets light again. Therefore, Aser Shvatim will come light again. So Rashi's first pshat is that they don't come back in the Moed of Mashiach. I, Frank Rashi, that it says in the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah that Yirmiyah Hechziron, Yirmiyah brought them back. So he says they only brought them back a few of them, not only Meksasam, but the rest of them Taka are lost forever. That's in Rashi's first pshat. Now, a lot of Rishonim have kash on the pshat. The Ramban has a bunch of rayas that Aser HaShvatim will return with Moshe Mashiach. They both were returned, and there's another pshat here from Rashi that Ein Asim Lachsa means that it means those Aser HaShvatim themselves don't get Olam Haba. which means, of course, their children are going to be returned to the Moed of Shiach and everything like that. But they themselves did enough Einish, they're not going to get Olam Haba. So when it says Einisin Lachsa, means that Sarah Shalom himself, who did all those Averis, they don't get Olam Haba. That's the second Pshat Rashi. So two Pshatim Rashi. Either means that the whole Aser Shalom will not come back to the Moed of Shiach, which means even their children, or it means that there's no Olam Haba, and that means that Aser Shalom himself, not their children. So this is a ride to the Shiloh. So Rashi says, no, you can tie it also that it means, like if you look at Rashi on the right side on the bottom, so the Kavim Mashiach and Shar Golias. So Rashi gives a little hint, why wouldn't they come back in Moshe Mashiach? He says, because they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. When they came to their new places, they said, this place where we're coming now is just as good as Eretz Yisrael. It's just as good, we don't need Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they're not going to be Zoyach and Moshe Mashiach. According to one pshat, again, the other pshat is, Shenema v'yitchem Hashem al Mosam ba'af v'chema, v'ketzav godol, v'yitchem Hashem al Mosam means v'yom hazeh, v'yashichem al Eretz Acheres means v'yom haba, divir Rabbi Kiva. That's a Rabbi Kiva shita. Shem Yehuda argues, Ishkar aku amu mashum Rav Shimon, in maseyem kiyem hazeh, only if their maseim akayem azeh, they keep on doing what they're doing now, which means when they got one in front of the goals, they're doing avay zara, then in chayzim. And laf do tshuva chayzim. Rabbi and bayil ma'aba, they come bayil ma'aba. Shenema bayoyim, it says v'loshon. If you start from the beginning of the pasuk, it says v'hoya bayoyim ahu. Yitaka b'shefa gado, very famous pasuk. Uvoa oivdim be'eretz ashur. We don't know what we're saying, but we know v'hoa oivdim be'eretz ashur. V'adachem eretz tzayim v'shach b'loshem ha'akayis v'shlayim. So clearly, the oivdim be'eretz ashur, which is who? That's the aseret ha'shvatim. They're going to come back. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that clearly they will be chayzer. Omer Rabbi Bachana. We had a similar gemara before. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Shofko Rabbi Kiva l'chasu d'zeho. Here, Rabbi Kiva darshaned over here, they're not going to get on my ball. They're not going to go back on Moshe Mashiach. And he could have darshaned another pasuk that says they come back, and he, again, we'll find in the next Gemara that Rav Akiva always went lekavschos. Shenem aholich v'karasa sedvar ma'ilat sefaynov amro shuvu meshuva Yisrael no ma'ashem do tshuva, and everyone will do tshuva. V'lei apol b'panei b'chem ki chosid oni no ma'ashem lo'y et alaylam. She's clear that the people will do tshuva. So why aren't you dashing this pasuk? So there's saying, Rekiva, you used to dashing lechasidus, so here you don't do that. So we find twice that Rekiva did not dashing lekav schus klai Yisrael, once by Dar Midbar, and once by Aser Shvatim. Where do we find that he did dashing lekav schus? The Tanya, look at the Braisa. My chasidusah, the Tanya, look at the Braisa. K'tani b'nei Rishi Yisrael. If you have the Rosh Yisrael that don't get Elma Abba, what about their children? So the Tanakhama says, "Ein boyim lan laba." Shneim says in the pasuk, "Kihine hayoyim ba boyer kesaner." While you call zedim all the rishon, chalis rishon, all the people did rishis kash. They'll be like straw of a lot. There's some that burn hayoyim aba amashem tzvakes. Actually, Yazalem will not leave to them shayrish va'anof, no root and no leaf. Shayrish va'el mazev anof laba. The Rebbe Gamliel Taitcha means they're not getting on aba. The rishon of Klai Yisrael are not getting on my bar. No, Sharish Vam Zev Shalom Abba. The Rebbe Gamliel. Kiva says no. Kiva says, Kiva Omar, Boyim Heim Loyal Mabba. They do get Oyal Mabba, Shinema, Shoyme Pesam Hashem, Shikain Kerichim, Kerichim Yalinuka. So the first Mandiyama says that Sharish Vanaf, who's the Sharish Vanaf not getting on my bar? Who's they referring to? Who's the roots and the leaves of a person? You know what it is? The children. So the Tanakhama says the Ketani, the children of the Rishi Yisrael, do not get Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. They're not getting Olam Haba. That's what Sharish Anof means. Their roots and their leaves. Rabbi Kiva says no. The children didn't do anything wrong. They're going Olam Haba. How do I know? Shenem Hashemer Pesam Hashem, and Pesam are referring to children. That's one raya, another raya. Amar, it says in the pasuk, Gudu Ilana. The pasuk says that Gudu Ilana v'chabloi b'ram iker sharashoi ba'ara shavku. That even though you're cutting down the tree, but the iker roots are staying in the ground. Who is that? That's your children. So Rekiva has two rayas. His children are going to have Elam Abba. So what does it mean sharish v'anof then? Well, ma'ani mekayim liyazlam sharish v'anof. Shaniach lem le'mitzvah shar mitzvah. Those who show them himself, they're not getting Elam Abba. And when it give them all the schar mitzvahs in this world, whatever mitzvah they have, they give them schar in this world. Referring to that Rasha, the Neshama Guf is going to be gone. So that's all. Tani ibn Rishi Yisholz Machlekes. Rab Eliezer is Rab Gamil is Machmir. And on them, Rav Kiva says, no, they're going to have a bar. But the Akhtani ibn Rishi Yisholz, the Akhtani of the Rishon Vayez Chavim, Divri Akhtani ibn Rishi Yisholz. The Kuli Alma didn't have a bar. Tani ibn Machlekes. How do we know? We skip the word Ragamil. Nafgalei mevetoiva kol zeicha lomay. You're going to destroy any zeicha of them. There won't be any zeicha of these children. So Akaponim, that is the shita of Rav Akiva. Itma. We learned. Katam emesai ba'al ha'ba. When is a katam? We just said that ktanei b'nei rishay yisrael are zeicha lom ha'ba. What's the, what age are they zeicha lom ha'ba? What age? Katam emesai ba'al ha'ba. Rav Chia v'Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. Once they're born, once they start talking, that they're going to say over the Tzitzikos Hashem la'am noilad when they're born. When they start talking, which Rashi says means like this: Zera am a super. The Zera could talk. Yavdenu la'Hashem v'dar v'dar. Sheyachs lev yichid. They'll come back and live. So when they get Elam Abba, so Katan either, if he's born, that's enough to give him Elam Abba, or when he starts talking. We saw the pasuk. Itmar, a different machlekes, even younger, we could find that they get Elam Abba. Ravina Amashash Nizra, the Chsiv Zeriyav Denu, when they become Zer, when they're conceived already, they can already serve Hashem, they already have Elam Abba. Ravina Amashash Nimal, when they get a Mila. The Chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, only the pasuk says, "Oni ani v'gavei minoyar nesasi emecha afuna," that I carry on myself like a wheel. Afuna is like a wheel. Your ema, and that means referring to the mila which is done in the person's body, and that will be make him be zeicha to olam haba. Like Rashi says, "Api shani oni." Even I'm oni, I don't have too much of mitzvahs. Givi asi chashuva gavia. I'm gavia is also for tzaddikim. When does it happen? It's like a wheel that's misgalgal on me. I have a shchina on me. I have no milo. We do the milo. So it's a pelvic zap. From a milo on, they already get the oil. That's why there is a minig that people who have a nafil or stillborn, they give it a mila. Why do they give it a mila? Because of this Gemara. This Gemara says that when they have a mila, the zoichel ma'aba, therefore they get a mila. Tana, mashum rameyeh, mashashiyah ma'amein. When they can say amein, Hashem says in the pasuk, pischu sharim, v'yavay goy tzadik, shoymer emunim. What is shoymer emunim? I think shoymer emunim, shoymer amein. He says amein. My amein, Amram Chanina, on top of Kofi Yerav Amar Aleph, Amram Chanina, Kael Melech Naaman. The word Amen stands for Kael Melech Naaman. Hashem, who is the Naaman. Some have a girsa, a little different girsa, that says Emes Melech Naaman. But that's what Amen stands for. We'll see one more Gemara who has shaykhs to this. A darshening of psukim, l'schus and l'chayva. The pasuk says, l'chein in Yeshaya, l'chein echiva sh'oil nafsha, the Gehenim opens up his mouth, parapia, l'vlichayk. Now, what does it mean levli chayk? So, shlokish v'darsh nis l'chumra and rabbi yechon l'kula. We'll see, arma shlokish. L'mi sh'meshaya afil l'chayk echad. Someone's missing one mitzvah, gets gehenim. Am rabbi yechon, lo nich l'mirai d'amas l'hachi. Hashem doesn't want you to say such a thing like that. And there's no one in the world who could do everything. Very few people could do every single mitzvah. It's hard to keep every mitzvah. He can't say, missing one mitzvah, get gehenim. He says the opposite. El afil l'lamad l'chayk echad, he doesn't get gehenim. Lebli chayk, the only one who gets gehenim is there's no mitzvah. If you have one mitzvah ready, then you won't get gehenim. That's the way Rabbi Yechon and Lekula are Shlokos on the Chumra. Another example, again on Shlokos Rabbi Yechon, we'll show afterwards all the Shitasa. There's another pasuk that says, this is a pasuk in Zechariah, V'hoye b'chala oretz, no ma'ashem, pishnayim ba yukarsu, yigvahu, v'ashlish yivasuba. Only a third will be left over. And the Gemara Darshan, for the word shlishis, that it sounds like two shlishim. So the way Rav Shlokish Darsh is Amr Shlokish Shlishi Shel Shame, a third of shame, which means do two thirds. We're going to do one third of shame is Shame's third son. Shame's third son is our Pachshad. It says in the pasuk Ubnei Shame Elom Ba'ashu Our Pachshad, and this is he's the third son, our Pachshad, and then a third of a Pachshad will survive. Now we know Klai Yisrael comes out of a Pachshad. So if we say only a third of a parasha lives, it could be some of Klal Yisrael won't be living anymore. Because our parsha, you're right, out of a parsha came Avraham Avinu, and then came out Yishmael and Esav also. But once you say it's only a third, so it's very possible the whole Klal Yisrael won't be long last. So he didn't darshan it so favorably for Klal Yisrael. But first, Hashem doesn't want you to darshan like that. It means the two thirds go like this: the third of Noach, which is shame, and the third of shame, which are parshat. But the whole of parshat will be saved. And most of the parsha will be saved, and that's how they'll be. I can ask me, so there'll be goyim in there. So what's pshat? So Rashi says the goyim can be geirim, chsidei v'chavim. They could be part of the people who will be saved and go lo'ilam haba. Lo'ilam haba l'moitz Mashiach. The third pasuk that the gedarsh in different ways is ki anoichi ba'alti. So it means the difference between Rosh Lakish v'yachnei is the gedarsh of shlishis shal shame or shlishis shal noach. You go up a generation, you save yourself more people. The next pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Shuvu banu shayvim, nu ma'ashem, kenoichi ba'alti b'chem, am yemaster, v'kachti eschem echot me'ir, one of a city, u'shtayim m'shpacha, v'veisi eschem siyan. I bring you to Yerushalayim. So Rosh Lakish said, Amar Rosh Lakish, dvarim k'zavim, only one person from a city, two from a shvach be saved. Amar Abiyach, l'anichi le'i l'maray, dam Rosh, I don't think Hashem wants you to dash like that. Ela echot me'ir, mezak kol yir, one from a city, mezak the whole city, kula, and shtayim m'shpacha, mezak m'shvach kula, and two from a shvach, mezak the whole m'shpacha. And as we were in the Masha and others, that the three, Rabbi Yechon, Rosh Lakish, Amar Moshitasa. Let's go, let's speak it over. Rosh Lakish, who says that if you do one Averi, get Gehenim, so then one Averi does Gehenim, and so only very few people will be saved. So yes, he says a third means a third of even a Pachshad. And then it says only one in the city, two Mishpach, again, because it's so easy to be a Rosh, you're missing one Chayk. But Rabbi Yechon says even one mitzvah is good, so you have much more people. That's a one Kamazaka of the whole city. One with Gemara, that's the same exact Gemara. Yosef Rav Kahana, Kamei de Rav, Yosef Ka'amar, Devar, you see, that's all Shitasa. Now, instead of Odrasha over, just with a story. Yosef Kahana, Kamei de Rav, Yosef Ka'amar, Devarim Kiksavim. He said that the Pasuk says, Echot Be'ir, only one person in the city, two mishpachot be saved, like it says. Only Rav, so Rav tells Rav Kahana, L'nichalei l'maraya d'armish lo'achi. I don't think Hashem wants you to darshan like that. Echot Me'ir, one person that's out of the city, Mezakaleh saves the whole city. Mishtayim Mishpacha, two people Mishpacha, Mezakan Kol Mishpacha. Then Rav saw Rav Kahana, came in one morning, all nice and showered. Chazda v'kochayev reisha, he saw he was nice and showered. B'sol v'yosek amir, Rav, he sat down to learn. Amalei, he said over this pasuk, V'loi simotze be'eretz achayim. The Torah won't be found, it won't be found by those who are mechayed themselves. Amalei, kalayasli, are you cursing me? He said to the pasuk, V'loi simotze eretz achayim, you're not going to be saved. You're not going to be there in Olam Haba. You're giving me a klala? Like Rashi says, Mashma Shakalu Lo Yisav Olam Haba. He thought he was saying, Lo Yisimotzi Beretz Chaim, you won't be found in Olam Haba. Omalei Rav Kanatol Rav Meil Kalayisli, give me a klala. Omalei Krak, I mean, I'm telling you a pasuk. Lo Yisimotzi Torah, Taitzit in pasuk like this. Lo Yisimotzi Torah, Mishu Mechaya Atzmer Leah. Someone who is Ma'adin himself, the Torah is not Meskayim. And it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Mem Vav, Sif Chof Aleph. It's actually Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, that, and it's really a Lashon Rambam, that the Torah is not going to be mekuyim by someone who is ma'adin himself. Torah has to be learned of bedachas. It can't be someone who has all the luxuries in the world. Like, it has to be. Torah gedula is not an easy thing, those who have Torah gedula, because it's very hard to carry a Torah that way. Like, that's Lashon that the Yara don't have the Shulchan Aruch here, for some reason, this is back in the Gemara, but maybe also the Rambam, the same exact Lashon. It's a Gimel Tama Torah, Lashon Yubbeis, that there it says that Torah is only mekuyim by those who are not ma'adin themselves, that they're zeichet to learn a Torah. I'll read you the Lashon. In divrei Torah miskayim misha marpats me'aleim. V'loi be'elu shalom teich idun u'metech chiv v'shasiya. If you learn teich idun and chiv v'shasiya, el misha meimis atz me'aleim u'metzar gufei tamid v'litin shina le'enov l'fav v'atunua. You have to wake up early for the dafei mishia. That's the only way the Torah works. And that's what you see from this Gemara. But you see also, you have to down the Torah, the Gav Shchus, you have to down the Olam Gav Shchus, even with one mitzvah, there'll be Zeichet, the Gan Eden, and Olam Haba.